Hey, it's me, Jolina, your little big sis. Welcome to Pretty Life. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pretty Life with Jolina, your girl, your favorite, your sister. So lately, I've just been working on my social media platforms, trying to grow. I'm just trying to grow my social media platforms to have a bigger following. I'm on Twitch at JoJo Curly with two Y's. You could follow me on JoJo Girly with two Y's on everything. All my platforms is JoJo Curly with two Y's. We're getting things done. I'm actually on Twitch right now as we speak. Streaming for this podcast episode. I'm on Favorited at JoJo Curly. I stream on there too. And you could battle me. If you want to battle me, you want to battle. Let's get a battle. We battle on Favorited. I actually like Favorited a lot. It's one of my preferred apps right now. I'm growing very quickly on there. If you want to grow quickly, right now is the time to get on Favorited, because it's just that app right now. It's a tea party. It's a tea party. So today, Gold wants to talk about love. Love. What's some things that you love? Some things that I love is my beauty, my face, my hair. What's some other thing? I love food. Today I went to IHOP. It was good as fuck. I had a blueberry pancake, some fucking hash browns, some syrup, and some French toast. I ate good as fuck. We are getting big this winter. I don't give a fuck. We are getting big. We're getting big this winter. We are not starving ourselves. Guys, I will tell you so many stories on how I used to starve myself because I have a eating disorder. No, I don't have an eating disorder. I really was not diagnosed with the eating disorder, but I'm diagnosing myself with the eating disorder because I used to literally starve myself in order to lose weight. Bitch, I can't do no more. If I get fat and nasty, bitch, I got fat and nasty. Too bad I ate, and that's all that matters. We are literally eating. Sorry to tell you, but starvation is not healthy. Love gold, because starvation is not healthy, and starvation will literally kill you. Love gold. Yeah, I love that, because there's no way I could live while being hungry. So but yeah, love gold. That's all we say, and that's why we say it, because it's so true to love yourself and love your body, because your body needs to be healed with food. Heal yourself. You're only unhappy because you're hungry. Heal yourself. You're only unhappy because you're hungry, and now you're happy because you're hungry for that food that's in front of you. Bless your body. Please eat something good today, and please eat something. What's a topic that I could talk to you guys about? I really just be turning on my mic and I just be going in SSSSMMM, sex and money. Do we want to talk about sex and money? Sex and money, bitch. Oh, neighbor. Shout out to neighbors. How are you with neighbors? How are you with your neighbors? I don't talk to my neighbors at all. I don't talk to them at all. But they hear me dancing and laughing. And they hear me all the time. Bitch, they hear me all the time just because. I have a list, literally a whole list of topics that I want to talk about. Let's talk about feminine hygiene. That's a good topic to talk about, because feminine hygiene is such an important topic. Listen, go in the shower, wash your pussy. That's it. That's the topic. Go in the shower, wash your pussy. Change your underwears daily. Don't wear the same underwear twice. Please understand that. And yeah, tampons is better than pads. Sorry, tampons is better than pads. We don't want to wear a bloody pad outside. I mean, for the nighttime overnight go, yes. Put on a maxi pad with wings. But to on the go, like when I gotta go to work, I have on a tampon. So let's hover over feminine hygiene, because that is feminine hygiene. Period, poo. Let's talk about rejection. Rejection is such a good topic to talk about, because honestly, I be feeling rejected sometimes. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, damn, rejection. I miss my dad. Let's talk about dads, bro. I miss my dad. My dad never makes me feel rejected. The only time I feel rejected by my dad is when he's unavailable. And that makes me feel rejected. But my dad never rejects me. It's just when he's not around, I feel rejected. And because I feel rejected when my dad is not around, I have to understand that he loves me and I am enough. There's so many guys that I've been with to fill in that void. I'm tired of filling in that void. I'm tired of filling in this void of loneliness for somebody else to make me feel happy, for somebody else to fulfill that void, for somebody else to take at a vulnerable time of rejection. I do feel rejected sometimes, but I don't feel rejected by my dad, but I do feel rejected when he's not around. It's a hard topic to talk about. Rejection. Men reject me all the time, but there's a lot of men that don't, and the ones that don't validate the fuck out of me. And it is hard to not feel validated by so many, compared to the little that reject you. And the little that reject you make you feel so left out. And I'm not left out. I have to remind myself of that. He didn't leave me behind. He's still around, and I love you, Dad. He's just working. He just lives in a different state. He's just far away, but he loves me. My dad lives in Florida, but he's in Puerto Rico right now working. He can't be there for me always, but I know he loves me. Shout out to Dad. You need to be there for your daughter. Tell her you love her. My dad tells me I want you. And when he tells me that, I say thank you. I say I love you. I say this is the time for you and this is the time for me. I love my dad. Dads. I love my dad. He loves me. He does. Where are you? I'm working. That's what he tells me. I'm working. So he has to work. He has to go to work. He has to do the things he has to do because he has to survive. Thank you for working. Thank you for being there. Thank you for communicating. Thank you. I need your communication. I am wanted on the planet from my dad. Thank you. I cannot be with him and him and him and him and him because he makes me feel rejected, not you. So I love my dad. I love my dad. I do. Let's talk about asking questions. Open your mouth, babe. Ask that question. I'm the type of person that goes after the things that I want. I don't hesitate to ask questions. I literally get up and go. I raise my hand. I say, I need this, that, and the third. Talking about asking questions is a big thing, because a lot of people don't want to advocate for themselves and raise their hand and go after the things that they want when it's slipping away from you and it doesn't have to. Oh my God, my dad is calling me. Bitch, my dad is calling me. Hello? Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. I was just recording a podcast, but I'm available to speak.
Oh, you recording a podcast, really?
Yeah. I was just thinking about you too. Guys, that was such a beautiful phone call. My dad just called as I was speaking about him. That's how you know telepathy is a real thing. Please call your parents, but your parents are already thinking of you. I know you may not think that, but they are so in love with you. I know you may not think that to some, but your mother loves you, your father loves you, and when you're thinking of them, you're thinking of them for a reason. Today, I was in IHOP and I felt like, you know what, I need my dad right now. Like, I'm feeling a little like I need my dad. So I went on a date by myself, and I just sat there and I ate some good ass fucking French toast and pancakes, and I just felt good to know that my dad is nearby and he wants me to go to Puerto Rico. So we're going to Puerto Rico within the next week or so. So that was a beautiful phone call. Thank you to my dad. I love my dad. And if any message I would tell my dad, I'll tell him I love you. I will always love you. You are mine, and it is true. You are my biological father. You need to know your biological father, because he is a replica of you, and that is a beautiful thing to know, that your father loves you. And my father, he loves me. He loves you, and he wants you to know that you're a great person, and that no matter what you do, you will always be loved. So just love that. Love that in itself. Love that. Love that. I love that. I love to know that my dad loves me. I love to know that my dad loves me. I love to know that he loves me. Literally, he loves me. Where did my name come from? My name is Jolena. There was a little crack. Where did my name come from? So my name is, I'm named after Angelina Jolie. I know. I'm named after the beautiful actress. She's beautiful. She's white. She's beautiful. She's white. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful white woman. And I love saying that, because she is a beautiful white woman. I'm named after Angelina Jolie. She is one of the most amazing actresses I've ever seen on camera. And Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that's my last name. So Miss Smith is my last name. And I'm a para, so when the kids talk to me, they talk to Miss Smith. And my Jolena, she's beautiful. And Jolena is Angelina. There was a beautiful poem that I made one day, and your name means so much, and the name that your parents gave you means so much, and you need to figure out why they named you what they named you and where it comes from. But I was named after Angelina Jolie because my mom just loved her acting, her way of actress, and she's beautiful. So emotions is the next topic. You got me feeling emotions deeper than I ever dreamed of. Who knows that song by Mariah Carey, Emotions? My emotions go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, honey. My emotions could go up and down, honey, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I am feeling very good today. We did talk about rejection earlier, but I don't feel rejection. I only feel it when I'm rejecting myself. Stop rejecting me, Jolena. You need to be with me always, and I love you to be with you always, and you need to be with yourself because you love yourself. I know you do, and you know you love me too. Love, gold. Gold loves me. Love yourself. What is self-love? Self-love is just saying, I will not abuse you anymore, because abuse is too much to handle, not even from you. I'm tired of abusing myself. I'm tired of starving myself. Please eat, Jolena. It's okay. Don't count calories. Count happiness. How many times are you happy after you eat? You know you need something to eat. It's okay. You could always lose the weight. Eat it. You could always lose the weight. I'm telling you to eat it because you could always lose the fucking weight. I'm telling you to not starve yourself. Please. Please eat it. Please. Please. It's crazy how when you're thinking of someone, they're thinking of you. I'm thinking of you, and you're thinking of me, because we're thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. We're thinking of you. I love thinking of you because you're thinking of me, and I'm thinking of you. And thank you for thinking of me, because I want to be with you, and you want to be with me because I want to be with you too. So shout out to all the people out there who like me. I'm meaning, if you have a crush on me, I know you have a crush on me, because I'm thinking of you. Guys, my love life kind of sucks. I was just talking about my father. I need to be with my father, not anyone else. Okay? I need to be with my dad. I love my dad. I need my dad. And I want my dad to be with me only. Meaning, I don't need to focus on nobody else until I focus on my dad and just learning who he is as a person. Because it's so easy to get lost into dysfunctional relationships. You don't have a foundation of who can be that representation of healthy love. You need healthy love, and healthy love is a big thing, because listen babe, I can't do this no more. I'm getting old. I'm getting older, and we need to have healthy love because it's just a beautiful thing. So to anybody that comes in my life, I just need you to know that I want you to be healthy, and I just want a healthy boyfriend or girlfriend. Literally a boyfriend or girlfriend. I want a healthy boyfriend or girlfriend. If she's my girlfriend, I want her to be happy. If she's my girlfriend, I want her to be happy. I want us to go, like, get our nails done together. I want her to be just the life of the party. She just has to dance with me. And, you know, she just has to dance with me and make me feel like she's not going to judge me about anything or argue with me about anything that doesn't make sense. I just want her to be happy. And if I have a boyfriend, he is the one in charge. I mean, that's what they all love, to be in charge. They have it. And when I say in charge, I don't mean controlling. I mean, like, he's the one in charge. I know. I won't step on your toes. You are the one for me. It's okay. And yeah, this is going to be a very short episode. I just wanted to say hello and say hey to you all. I wanted to talk about fathers. I miss my dad is going to be the caption, and fatherless daughter. I'm not a fatherless daughter, though. I have my dad. He's right down the street. He's a voice over the phone. And anytime he needs me, he's there. Anytime he needs me, he's there. Meaning anytime I need him, he's there too. But anytime he needs me, he's there too. Because no matter what, my dad has never asked me for anything. No matter what, my dad is always just a phone call away. And no matter what, he has to work and he's busy because he is trying to provide. I love my dad. And he lives far, far, far away. He lives in Florida. But I'm 23 now and I'm an adult. And he flies me out. So he's going to be flying me out to Puerto Rico. And I'm going to tell you guys how my trip went. And he's not far. And I'm not rejected by him. I always have to know that because he came into my life at the age of 17. He was married when my mom got pregnant. Yeah. He was married when my mom got pregnant. So that has nothing to do with me. All that has to do with me is the fact that I'm here. All that has to do with me is the fact that my mother loves me, and my father's ex-wife loves me too. Clarissa, I love you. You are on the podcast because you are my stepmother always. And my siblings, you have a beautiful mother. My sibling's mother is beautiful. She's an amazing woman, and I'm sorry. I'm here. That is my dad. I'm a daddy's girl, but for a long time he wasn't in my life, and now he is, but he's not, because he's not here, meaning I don't live with him. I did live with him, but it didn't work out because he still had to work, and it's like this void that's just fulfilled with knowing that my dad loves me when he says it, and he tells me, I want you, okay? I love you, okay? But just knowing that when I was a kid, I wish that he was there to push me on the swing. I wish he was there to take me to the park. My mom did that. I wish he was there to read me a book when I was 5. I wish he was there for Father's Day to pick me up from school. I wish he was there sometimes, but those times are gone and he is there for me. I have to remind myself, but fatherless daughter, it feels like that sometimes. I'm not fatherless. He's right around the corner. He'll call me whenever he needs me, and I have him. I love you, Dad. And it's okay. I'm thinking about my dad today. He wants to see me, and I will see him soon. Talk to your father. Maybe this is your message. He came into my life when I was 17. He's never left. Meaning consistent communication. He's never left. He was married. I don't know, my mom, she takes that responsibility. She took it. She raised me. I'm here. So there's so many questions that you guys may have, which is none of you guys' business, but I'll just say I'm thinking of my dad today, and that's it. I really don't talk about my dad. If you guys watched the other episodes, then you know that my mom is around, and she had her own episode where she spoke to you guys. But my dad, one day, he'll speak to you guys too, and I'll give him the mic, and I'll give him the opportunity to speak about his story and where he was and why he wasn't in my life for so long. But this episode is very, very sacred to me because my dad, he loves me. I know it for sure. I need to remind myself of that always. He loves you, you know? Talk to your father. He loves you. He does. Whatever the story is, I'm sorry. But he does love you. And this is his message to you because you're listening to this. Call your father. Call your father. Call your father. So I'm out. Love you. Give me a kiss. Mwah, 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 mwah. Smile today, don't cry. He loves you, okay? And we all need our fathers, and he doesn't reject you. There's just circumstance. I'm pretty sure he loves you. Pretty, pretty sure of that. But I'm out. Bye. Love, Jelena.